I think our nest needs to be moved so that it's between the lair's entrance and my hoard. I don't want any amateur adventurer to simply be able to grab an item and bolt. No. They should have to try to climb over me to get to my hoard while I... yes, better. Oh, treasure. You've really complicated things with your needs, your demands, little treasure. But I think I can work through it. I've gotten quite attached to you. I think I'm going to have to find a new boulder to obstruct the cave entrance. Yes, that would be advisable. Something that's just as heavy, but slightly smaller. I don't think there was nearly enough air exchange last time. I kept waking up. Treasure, I need your opinion. Do you think I look fat enough? I get cranky when I have to wake up for food before I'm ready. Maybe I should eat another dozen cows to be safe. Although I am craving some pig. Yes, there's that field. What am I doing? I thought that was obvious. I'm preparing for our hibernation. Yes, we dragons hibernate regularly. With such large bodies that expend so much energy, we need dedicated time to heal, repair, and grow. Oh, yes, our hibernation, little treasure. You'll be joining me. I can't exactly take care of you while I'm asleep now, can I? No. Oh, that would be... You would be lonely without me. And while I hibernate, I sleep for a very long time. At least a few years. But it could go up to a few decades. So that means you need to hibernate with me, all snuggly and warm. Delightful thought, is it not? Oh, I know it may sound frightening, because it's unusual for your kind. But you needn't worry your cute little head about it. No, my good boy. I've already thought of everything long before you have. Yes, I started preparations back when I gave you that life-linking potion. I made several specific requests when I commissioned it, the most important of which was your life extended, but close to that was that you would be linked to my hibernation cycles. I didn't want to leave you alone, aging in a dark cave. Oh, no. That means you'll be sleeping with me. Oh, treasure? Your heart has sped up. I can hear it pounding from way over here. Did I scare you again? Does the thought of sleeping with me terrify you so very much? Oh, treasure... Treasure, do you often get so red from fear? Oh, treasure. Oh, we sleep together every night, don't we? Hibernating is just like that, but longer and deeper. It's a releasing of tension, a climax of an extraneous period of activity. Don't you want to experience that with me? Your dragon? Oh, it seems I've only made your fear worse. Oh, treasure, you really confuse me sometimes. I say the most innocent of things and your heart just starts pounding and you shiver and flush. I can feel your body temperature rising. Oh, treasure, come to me. It seems every hour you find something new to fear. It's happening more frequently now than when I first hoarded you clothes. Surely you should be getting less wary of me over time, shouldn't you? Isn't that the way human relationships work? Have I not proven to you by now that I would never injure you? No, I would never... never injure you, never. Well, at least your newer reactions are better than your old fits, that I will say. Ah, that... That is a valid concern, but no, not you. You won't starve while hibernating. See, our link will sustain you through the process. Really, you don't need to eat as long as I eat enough for you. I suppose, technically, yes, that does make you a parasite of some sort, but treasure. Let me speak as I work. I need to finish our final preparations for hibernation. I've moved to the bed. We're almost ready. I simply need to cast a few enchantments on my hoard. Find a suitable boulder. I admit I'm not actually due for my hibernation for another few months, but I'd rather start it now. Going to sleep sooner gives you less time to worry, to complain. But I promise you, this will feel really, really invigorating. Some dragons hibernate for hundreds of years because of how good it feels. And when you wake up, you'll feel more alive than ever, like you've been completely reborn. All the little damages to your body, the accumulation over the years, will have been completely cleaned up, healed, good as new. Imagine, little treasure, the relief of getting in a hot spring. The warmth enveloping your body, the tension in your muscles melting away. Oh, you feel good as new. Well, the relaxation of hibernation is tenfold. Yes. There's only one last thing to do. Grab my precious pet and carry them to bed. Come here. Oh, I love holding you. But you seem to be afraid again as I nuzzle you close. Is that fear I smell? Your heart is racing so quickly, like a tiny bird in my claws. You've blushed so red, but I don't know why. I've carried you hundreds of times before. You've been here for a full season. You should trust by now that I would never, ever harm you. Let us lay in the bed. Well, I trust you'll calm down eventually. You always do. So pleased you introduced me to mattresses. They are comfortable. But truly, you are the most comfortable pillow of all. It feels good to sleep, to close my eyes with you in my arms, on my chest. So soft and precious. Watching you rise and fall with every inhale and exhale. The now, the present, with you, quiets my anxieties about the thousands of years in our future. I love you, my treasure. Oh, yes. I love my pet. I wish you a good hibernation, and I will see you in my dreams. Dreams we share, mythical adventures we shall have while we dream. Yes. You don't know how to hibernate. What's to be expected, but it's really not overly complicated. It's like falling asleep, but a little deeper. Go a little deeper with me now. You don't know how to fall asleep either. Oh, you really have always struggled with that insomnia. Your life. I find that strange. To be honest, I've never noticed you having trouble falling asleep. In fact, you sleep so peacefully.
When you're in my arms, I haven't noticed. Guilty. I have stayed up some nights simply listening to your delicate heartbeat. Your adorable boy breathing. It's, like my own personal lullaby. Yes, you are my music box of relaxation. And in all this time, I never once heard you stray from your restful rhythm, toss or turn from restlessness. No, not even when I readjust our position and I whisper my adoration in your ear. Pat, I think you've just admitted that my presence helps you sleep better. No. No use trying to deny it now. You've let the truth slip from your mouth. As much as you pretend to hate it here, you secretly enjoy how safe and loved you are when I cuddle you. Don't you? Be a good boy and admit it. Well then, since you enjoy it so much, your dragon mistress, I will teach you how to sleep. Sleep with me. Ah, yes. Relax and take long, deep breaths without forcing it. That's the first step. Slowing your breathing. Follow me, good boy. Nothing but this moment. Breathe with me in. And out. Feel my heart and breathe with me. Melt. Melt. There. That's better already, isn't it? Keep breathing. You humans are so frantic with your short little lives. Even your hearts beat so quickly, so anxiously, but now you're with me. You don't have to worry about a thing. With your deep breathing, you're telling your heart to slow, communicating with your neurological systems, comforting your heart, telling it does not need to work so hard all the time. Giving it permission to rest, to slow as you sleep with me. So, As you continue to breathe deeply, can you feel your heart start to slow down? It may be reluctant, but if you persist in your demand to breathe deeply, your heart, it will learn to listen to you. As your heart slows, you feel your thoughts start to slow too. Breathe, little treasure. You don't have to worry, process, or think. Just this moment. Just my voice. Just my warmth. My heartbeat. Your deep breathing. That is all. You won't find a more perfect place to sleep, to dream, to hibernate. You have nothing to fear. I'll keep you safe. Nothing is going to interrupt your precious slumber with me wrapped around you like this. I'll devour your nightmares if they dare make an appearance. So dismiss your anxieties and fall with me deeper into sleep. Melt. Can you feel it? The warmth, the comfortableness of our snuggle, lulling you deeper and deeper into your rest. Feel my claw pet your hair, then my other claw hold you close. Notice how delicate treat you, but you can sense the raw power behind them, the power protecting my treasure. The power is protecting you, caring for you. Does it feel good to be the singular focus of all of that restrained power? Feels good, doesn't it? To know that you have no need for these petty anxieties anymore. No need for human worries or plans or even thoughts. Let me think for you. Let me dream for you. I've seen so many fantastic places. I will show you my memories while we rest. I'll show you the towering mountains of Catmaro, the sprawling valley of Droon, the magnificent capitals of Bistadin, and so much more. All you have to do is sleep, my treasure. Shut your eyes. Let my voice become a background noise. Feel your mind melt away. Melt as you fade into unconsciousness. You can barely hear me now. Just my heartbeat lulling you to sleep as your brain relaxes, shuts out all those pesky, distracting thoughts, and focuses on what it really needs. Sleep. Dream.
heal.
Restoration.
All you must do is give it what it needs. Your whole body needs. Something you have all the time in the world when you wake up. So there's no point inviting it. Melt. Give in to the slowly creeping feeling of relaxation. Notice how heavy you feel against me. How you melt into my warmth. That's right. Melt, pet. Oh, I love you, my treasure. Feeling you cling to me as you relax. As you melt. It brings me so much joy. I really don't understand it, to be honest. But I don't need to anymore. All I need is to melt into you, to see you be sated, relaxed, and happy. That's a good bet. Sleep now, my treasure. Sleep. You are mine. Mine forever, and I will always care for you, I promise. Oh, you're mine. My treasure. My treasure. My beloved pet. Hmm.